When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
What does a man on ayahuasca sound like? Aaron Rodgers, the documentary's out. This is on Netflix, right, Seth?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
It's like
I got to get through Kings of Tupelo before I start this.
Oh, yeah. Kings of Tupelo sounds good. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, in this documentary, is about, I think it's about a lot of stuff they weren't planning on it being about. I don't think this thing was set to do before he tore his Achilles last year. So this whole thing looks very different than probably they planned on it looking.
Yeah.
I think either way, he's going on these dark retreats and these ayahuasca retreats, whether he's successful or not.
For those of you unfamiliar, ayahuasca basically it's a psychedelic. Yeah. So similar to shrooms or LSD or whatever else.
Right. So this is a scene from one of the episodes where it looks like he's sitting around with other people who are on the retreat.
Yep.
And Aaron Rodgers, fascinated with caterpillars and butterflies.
Yeah, butterfly is just another term for the caterpillar. It's really a caterpillar the entire time. And caterpillar opens his wings and just cannot leave. This is my life now. I get to fly around. I get to smell flowers and eat flowers. To live like that, living your wildest dreams every single day.
That sounds good.
He's got a goofy look on his face.
That's a good analogy he's putting out there. They're like, oh, all of a sudden, life can be like this.
Do you think you would like ayahuasca, Aaron Rodgers?
If I were on ayahuasca, sure.
Right.
Or post ayahuasca. Yeah. I think there's a certain a lot of it. They're doing a boatload of research on psychedelics now, because originally in the 1940s and 50s. They had started to use it as a psychiatric drug with great success, but then it kind of got bundled up into everything that else that happened in the 60s, and it was vilified. So they're doing a lot of research on it now, and it does have profound effects on some people psychologically in a positive way. If done, not that you're tripping balls every single day of the week, but if you do it in episodes like this, I think Aaron Rodgers, who gave money back to the Jets 2 years ago, at the beginning of the season, basically so they could go out and stuff.
Yeah,
I think that is at least partly related to kind of his psychedelic
the
journey
Zen
and everything else that he's into. Yeah, I don't think he would have done that before.
That's an interesting correlation right there, because I'll tell you this: as I watch that clip, and I know this is an audio format that people are listening to it on, not a video, but I will tell you that he's sitting there in kind of one of those loose white jungle shirts.
Yeah.
With some sort of beads around his neck. He's hugging everybody at the retreat after he gives his caterpillar analogy there. And I'm watching him and going, I don't know that I want that guy to be the quarterback of my NFL team. Seems like a swell dude.
That's my whole issue is always with quarterbacks and head coaches.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want them to be well-adjusted people.
Correct.
I don't want them to have perspective on life.
Right.
They are a tool that I am using for my own entertainment. And once they start having perspective on life, I feel like, they lose their edge. You need people who are maniacally devoted to football.
Okay.
And it's hard to... Sometimes you just kind of readjust and reassess how you feel about life. And like, oh, in the grand scheme of things, throwing those three interceptions wasn't that big a deal, now was it? No. I don't need a well-adjusted
dude. Okay, well, let's localize this then. Yeah. That's a very interesting point. You've made that point many times, and I don't disagree with you. But let's localize this here, because I think C.J. Stroud is a maniacal preparer. I think he loves football. I think he's a football junkie. I think that's his favorite thing,
yeah,
other than his faith in the big picture and being thankful to just get to play this game that he loves every Sunday. I feel like C.J. is... like, I feel like CJ could go either way right now in the whole thing. Which do you, how much does he fit the Seth Payne prototype?
I think
for
he's good. I think he's I think ideally you've got somebody that, because you know, obsession is a bad thing, but like a focused passion is a good thing.
Yeah.
And I think people who do have a focused passion kind of are always struggling with, you know, how do I dial it back a little bit? How do I relax? And that's why, you know, with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, as their careers progressed, they realized the importance of, okay, you got to set it aside at some point. You got to get your sleep. You got to do all that. I think that's where CJ just kind of naturally is. He's a guy that understands that his challenge in some ways is sometimes learning when to dial back, when to not care as much. Rodgers is a guy that never through his career did people point to him as like, oh yeah, he's just like Manning or Brady.
No,
or
you could see the ayahuasca retreats coming.
It wasn't. So I think for some of those guys, it might be the best therapy for them. Guys like Peyton Manning or Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But for guys that are already wired a little bit outside the box and maybe do have a different perspective on life, I don't think it might have made Aaron Rodgers a happier person or helped him. It might have helped make him a happier person. But I don't think that's something that improves Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, on CJ. Like, I think
he's also old, you know? Rodgers. I mean, there's that part of it. He's old.
Yep, for sure.
This is the annoying part about it, is the one thing people say about psychedelics is that it makes you feel like you really understand all the platitudes. Like, if you read it in a Hallmark card, you're like, yes!
Now I get it.
Yes! Yes! Time does heal all wounds. Yes! I get it now! Yes! Forgive and forget. Yes! I get it now! It all makes sense! And if the... so for somebody that's had that experience, it totally, like, it kind of drives home the things that really matter in life. You just don't want to hear him opine about it because it is.
That was totally it. Ben, play it one more time. That was totally Aaron Rodgers. This is Aaron Rodgers realizing that a greeting card he just picked up is the truth.
Yeah, butterfly is just another term for the caterpillar. It's really the caterpillar the entire time. And caterpillar opens his wings and just cannot leave. This is my life now. I get to fly around. I get to smell flowers and eat flowers. To live like that, living your wildest dreams every single day.
There's a scene in there's that docuseries about John Adams. Where it's like late in his life, they show him kind of just appreciating this weed growing out of the ground and just how incredible this weed is, and just look at it and look at what God's creation
not
has
that
done.
Weed, Ben.
Yeah. No, like an actual weed. But he's got a kind of just an appreciation for the fact that you get to enjoy this life.
Yeah.
That it kind of, for a lot of people, like, accelerates that process to where you can just really get back and understand and appreciate how great it is to be alive.
I want to go on an ayahuasca retreat now.
You might want to.
Kind of selling me on it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's this one you're watching now, Kings of Tupelo?
Kings of Tupelo. It's about an Elvis impersonator who was arrested for allegedly sending ricin letters to letters with ricin, the poison in it, to Obama as well as several other politicians.
It's a documentary, so this happened.
It's fascinating.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a really well done documentary because these are huge, like hard to believe that these are actual real people, because if you read these people in a story, you'd be like, well, that's just exaggerated. Nobody's like that, but they're all like it.
Yeah.
These Elvis impersonators. This circuit of Elvis impersonators.
Oh, it's not one guy.
There's
it's a
Wayne
bunch
Newton impersonator that has a rivalry with the Elvis impersonator at one point. Yeah. It's about, there's a conspiracy about people selling body parts on the black market, and it's all a true story.
Holy crap.
But they do it. You know, these true crime documentaries and podcasts, what they do such a great job of is just yanking you back and forth as to what you believe.
Yeah.
Like, you'll start off and you're like, this guy's totally guilty. And then in the second episode, you're like, oh my God, there's no way he did this. And then by the third episode, you're like, oh, he's guilty.
Are they able to get interviews with the perpetrators in this?
Yes.
Okay, that helps.
They did not get Obama.
They did. At least he was a victim.
But they did get one of the senators. Yeah.
Did they?
Do
they talk about how they are able to sniff out that there's ricin in these letters at all?
Well, there's no actual sniffing, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't be able to interview those people.
Right.
You know what the biggest thing, they didn't address this directly, but I think the biggest red flag for people like in the political world especially is if there's no return address.
Yeah.
I think that's a red flag.
Yeah.
I think like if there's no return address, they're like, all right, we got to examine this letter.
Messy handwriting also is a big one.
But
for
the
me.
Local judge, yeah. The local judge was an elderly lady who got one of these letters, just, you know, she opened it up. She's not thinking about getting poisoned.
No.
But somebody, I think she remarked to one of her staff, like, what is this all about?
Oh, jeez.
And her staff were smart enough to be like, get the hell away from it.
Yeah, wow. Okay, Kings of Tupelo.
Kings of Tupelo.
Two thumbs up from Seth Fain.
Fascinating.
Okay, I'm on it. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We head into the 8 o'clock hour. ESPN's computer model for the rest of the season. How would you feel if the rest of the season, we got scores, man, of the last 3 weeks of the season and how far the Texans go in the playoffs. Would you be happy with this outcome if you were the Houston Texans? We'll have that for you. What are the computers saying coming up next?
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.